Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
We've got another tragic story connected to the border crisis. Travis Wolf was just one day away from celebrating his 12th birthday when a woman who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela crashed head-on into his family's Jeep.
Church teacher accused of abusing several children in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight, immigration officials tell us he was never supposed to be in the United States in the first place, and he had already been deported twice.
Palm Beach County deputies arrested three undocumented immigrants in Lake Worth Beach on sexual battery charges. According to the arrest affidavit, the three suspects, all from Guatemala, abducted a local woman along the street and threw her inside a truck. Authorities say the men drove off and stopped at a nearby intersection where they sexually assaulted her and filmed it.
The leader of a Colombian street gang, Los Santanias, has been arrested in Texas where he was seeking asylum. Colombian authorities confirmed that he was one of the seven most wanted murderers in Colombia's capital.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
We had the best border we've ever had. Now we have the worst border in the history of the country.
How do you get it back? What are you going to do to stop this?
Very much like I did the first time. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close up the borders. We're going to come in. You can come into the country, but you have to come in legally. Don't forget, I had policies that nobody ever even thought of. Remain in Mexico. How about that? You had to remain in Mexico. We would not accept you in our country unless you were approved to come through. And we had tough borders. You know, Biden likes going to the beach. You could see that. He's always in a bathing suit. It doesn't look good, but he thinks it does, and some advisor does. He could have gone to the beach if he would have left my policies in order, having to do with the economy, having to do with everything. If they would have left what we had, you wouldn't have had inflation. You would have been energy independent. We were energy independent, soon to be energy dominant. And now we get oil from Venezuela. It's not even believable. Do you know the crime in Venezuela is down 67%? You know why? Because they put all their criminals in our country.
The Supreme Court has just allowed Texas to enforce their own state immigration law. This is a very monumental decision. And this is in place for now before it goes to the next level of appeal. So the state at this point can start arresting people suspected of crossing the border illegally while this legal battle over the law continues. It's called SB4. You've heard us talk about it a lot in recent days. So we're
all right. Welcome back on this. What is today? Is it Wednesday? Wednesday. My days are a little bit confused just because if you knew what was going on, you'd understand. Anyways, well, the first thing you heard there was Trump's new ad, which at the end talks about Biden's border policies being a bloodbath. Because he used the word bloodbath, the left is going crazy over it. It's trending on Twitter. It's like a catastrophic meltdown because of the terminology that he used. And it's the same one that they've used so many times before during Trump's presidency, where they said, used the exact phrase bloodbath with so many different things that he was doing or they say was going to happen because of policies that he had in place. It's don't buy into it. A lot of times the media does things just to get everybody aggravated and irritated because that's their thing, you know. How exciting is media to listen to unless there's some type of something that catches you with your mouth open? I mean, otherwise, media is kind of boring. Let's be honest. You watch the news and it's the same old thing over and over and over. So they got to create some type of outrage. They got to give you something to sink your teeth into so that way put that out, which at the end said that his border policies are a bloodbath, which in reality they are. And I don't, but just don't buy into all the crap that they're feeding you, because it's nonsense. And I don't even think that was, on a side note, I don't even think that was Trump's best one. That one was good. That one makes you aware. I saw one where he did, I don't remember the name of the facility that does it. It's a senior living facility. He's got the music playing in the background. And I don't know if it was Trump or somebody on his team. I mean, I'm sure it's not him doing these things. It's either somebody on his team or maybe somebody else made it and they used it. I don't know who the true creator of it is. But it's got the, you know, elderly care living facility in the background. They're playing the music from it, and they're showing Joe Biden and Jill Biden together, and him not being able to walk off stage and having to be led around everywhere. If you haven't seen that one, I got to be honest, that one is entertaining as hell. Yeah, if there's no way you can watch that without, at a minimum, if you're not the type of person that just cracks up at things, you're going to chuckle a little bit, because it's actually pretty entertaining. I like that one personally. I think that one's pretty good. I wish I could find it. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it's assisted living. Anyways, Trump's idea that he has, how you're going to fix the border. He's right. It's not that complicated of a problem. Two things. Number one, return back to the policies that used to be in place when he was president. Number two, allow border security and border patrol to do their job. I mean, it's that simple. Abide by the rules of the land. That's it. This is not a complicated problem. The fact that we got a wall, we're building a wall, there's still more wall that needs to be built, that's fine. We could continue with the construction on that to help make the border secure. But the easiest way to stop all of this is to abide by the law. Allow ICE, allow Border Patrol, allow them to do their job and do it the right way and get these people out of here. It's not that complicated. Reinstate Trump's policies, and our border is going to be fantastic. There's not going to be any issues. We're not even going to be talking about this anymore, because it's going to function the way it should function. It's very simple. So I agree with him 100% that it's easy to do that. And why he throws in there, and I know that sometimes people wonder, you know, is his mind wandering? It all kind of goes hand in hand. You have a strong economy, which means you could dump more money into things with a strong economy. When you're energy independent and you're not enriching other countries that are sending their people, like you said, Venezuela's crime rates down. I didn't check it myself, but just going based upon what he said, it's down because they're sending all their people here. One thing I know you are doing is if you're buying oil from Venezuela, you're helping enrich them. And this is a bad actor in the world. And this is somebody that's certainly not one of our allies. And I don't think you want to be sending your money to a country like that. However, if you're Joe Biden and his administration, maybe you do. But once you stop doing that, stop funding them, stop sending them money, people start getting the message that they can't come here. Our economy's back and roaring, so we have the funds that are necessary to do what's necessary to protect our border. It all kind of goes hand in hand. Why does he go off on these tangents and talk about these things? Because they all work together. And whether you see it or not, it's like anything else. You know, there's multiple moving pieces, and if they're all doing correct and all the wheels are greased and everything's running as it should, everything's got to kind of move together to make it to get your best result. And that's why he says what he has to say there. So I believe he can bring it back, and I think he will bring it back if he's elected. You know, God willing, God willing, he's reelected, because we cannot tolerate more of this. All right, Texas, that was a big win for Texas, by the way, that they are allowed to use, the state is allowed to protect its border. I don't even know why this is an argument. I mean, here's a state that you're in charge of yourself, and if the federal government is not going to protect you, you have to protect yourself. You mean to tell me this is an invasion, but I mean, if there's a true military invasion on the southern border, you're telling me Texas does not have the ability to protect itself? They have to wait for somebody to come help them? They're not allowed to sit there and defend themselves? Give me a break. I mean, this should be a slam dunk. Although, getting to the Supreme Court sometimes, you know, it's dangerous that the people that are up there. There's arguments before the Supreme Court this week, and it's a case challenging the Biden administration's collusion with tech companies to censor the ideas and messages that he doesn't like and his administration doesn't like that have revealed that the things that he has done. One of the justices, and I'm sure you'll will not be surprised which one, her perspective on it is very concerning. She's worried that the First Amendment, which was written in order to hamstring the government from censoring ideas, messages, speech, she's concerned that that's hamstringing the government's agenda and their ideas, and it's hamstringing their messages and their speech. Yeah, because you're not a king. You don't rule over the land the way they would like to think that they do. This is for the people. It's not for them. This is from Ketanji Jackson. I mean, big surprise here. She says, my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government in significant ways in the most important time periods. The Joe Biden appointee was telling this to the lawyers that were representing the plaintiffs who sued over the censorship scheme that involved the Biden administration working with the tech companies to silence some information. It wasn't just information. It was silence any information that went against their agenda, and it was to silence information to protect them, especially in an election year, from any bad press, so that way they could sway people's opinion to vote for him. It's very dangerous. She continued and said, and so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that the duty cannot manifest itself in the government's encouragement or even in pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. Well, the problem with that statement is, who gets to judge what is harmful information? I think that all information is good information. Okay? Sometimes it's not worth listening to if it's bad information. But who is to say, once you have somebody that's going to come in there and be a judge on what is and what isn't real and what is good and what is bad information, we have lost our freedom. Because then it just depends on who is in power, and they get to say what is what. That's going to be a very big problem for us. You are no longer free. Big shocker there. That's what they're going towards. She's dangerous. Ketanji, she's dangerous on the Supreme Court. That is a very totalitarian point of view. She wants the government to be able to say what information is harmful and what is not. So the government gets to filter what we know and what we don't know and what they want us to see and not want us to see. Oh, hell no. That is a huge problem. This lady's a problem. Not that it's not expected that she would be a problem, considering who put her in office. I mean, who put her on the Supreme Court, excuse me. This issue arose basically during the COVID-19 pandemic, because how many people got censored during COVID-19? You know, I can't say. It looked like a lot of the large accounts, so don't feel bad if you were like me and you had a small Twitter account at the time, because I jumped on doing my podcast prior to the 2020 election, and you know, COVID started ramping up, and anything that I had to say with a very minimal amount of followers, they really didn't flag me for anything, but that's because nobody was seeing me. They may have shadow banned me, maybe not, who the hell knows. But I'm small time. The bigger accounts, the people that were calling and questioning things with COVID, and rightfully so, you should question everything. You should never just take anything at face value. Those accounts were being suspended. They were being shut down completely. They're being called out. They're having tags put on their accounts, depending on the information that they find, saying that these are giving you those stupid statements that the statement may not be true or whatever, that Twitter, I forget how that goes, the community statement that it may or may not be true what you have to say, or it's been discredited what you've had to say, and they put all these community notes on there. And it hurt a lot of big accounts. There's a lot of big accounts, I think, that never even came back, and probably a lot of people that just got fed up with Twitter in general. And even if they were willing to reinstate their account, had no interest in coming back because you felt like free speech wasn't free anymore. And ironically, not that this is a surprise, but most of everything that those people were saying ultimately turned out to be true. So they got censored. They got shut down. People that potentially made a livelihood having that size following on Twitter potentially lost some of their income because of what they did. And all they were doing was trying to spread the truth or question what was happening. But since you weren't allowed to question it, then that was a problem. So somebody like Ketanji Brown, that is Ketanji Jackson, somebody like her that is suggesting that it's okay for the government to say what is harmful and what is not, it's scary that she's on the Supreme Court. It really is. You see how bad things could get if the makeup of the Supreme Court changes. If you get more radicals in there that are like her and they're all like-minded, imagine the cases that would be brought before them that they would set precedents by striking them down, and they could really alter the United States in a bad way. So thank God that even though the conservatives that are there are probably not the best of the bunch, but thank God that we have the makeup there that we have right now, because the alternative is going to be a bunch of radicals like her that will literally destroy this country. I got to tell you, it still amazes me to today how many people have been indoctrinated. How many of these supposedly educated people have been indoctrinated by these colleges that they all buy into and believe this bullcrap? It's just amazing to me. And you know, these are the very same people, all these liberal crybabies, these are the same ones that if things changed and all of a sudden they lost their freedoms, these are the same ones that are going to cry about decisions that before they were cheering on. They're going to cry that it turned out this way when before they were pushing for it to be this way, because they're the stupid ones that go, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think they would do this. They promised, but they told us they weren't going to do that. Yeah, and you believed them like a moron. Congratulations. Now we're all suffering because of you. You know, all I got to say is, really? Trump needs to win, man. Trump needs to win, because if anybody else is going to retire or come off the Supreme Court, we need some more people in there that are going to protect us from radicals like this. Man, when I'm telling you that orange man needs to win, you need to put his little orange self back in office. You got to put him with his big hair, which I'm still, listen, I love Trump. I do. I love the guy. I'm not saying he is without mistake, but I love the kind of person he is. I love strong people that you are what you are, you say what you mean, it is what it is. Those are my favorite type of people. I don't like the people that play games and they're always trying to manipulate stuff and they're scared to say the things that they really want. I like people that are straight shooters and they tell you straight to your face, no, we're not friends because I don't like you. Those are my favorite people in the whole world, because there is power in truth, okay? But I'm curious. The only thing I got is his hair. My God, how does he do it? If it's real, and I'm fairly sure his hair is real, how the heck does he get it to do that, man? It's crazy. Yeah, of course I'm saying that because I'm balding and you know, I got a hair obsession. I told my wife the other day, and I know I'm running a little long today, but to be honest with you, the consensus was that I go long anyway. So the few people that are like, no, it's good, you know, do 10-minute shows. Sorry, you got to get double the trouble. But I was telling my wife, I said, I may go over to Turkey to go get that hair procedure done, to have the hair moved. Because I know a bunch of people that have done it. And believe me, it's a pretty amazing procedure. They just move the hair from the side of your head to the top. And because of the way the hair follicles are, I guess the coating in the hair follicles are different from the side to the top. The top hair follicles, it's like they call to your testosterone, which this might be a benefit. If you're balding, it's probably because you have a lot of testosterone. It ends up like clogging the hair follicle and cutting off the blood supply to it. So they fall out, the ones that are generally for the top of your head. But the side of your head, they don't. Their coating is different. They don't call to the testosterone. So that's why when you move it from the side to the top, it never stops growing. It has nothing to do with the top of your head. It just has to do with the coating of that hair follicle. But I've had a bunch of buddies of mine that have done it. And the reason I'm saying go to Turkey to do it is because here in the United States, they want to stick it to you. I mean, you want to get something like that done, you're looking at like $15,000 to have thin hair. And if you want a you want to get your hair back to about what it used to be, it's like 30 grand. You can go get the whole thing done, first class flight in Turkey, stay at a hotel in there for 3 days, all inclusive, food included, the whole, I don't know if food is included, let me not say that. Some packages it is, some it's not. But it's all inclusive. You go get the full ride. You're going to come out of there with a full head of hair, and it's like $5,000 to $7,000. It's crazy. And they wonder why people are flying over in droves. I look into stuff like that all the time, and they show plane flights of the guys that are coming back, and you got to see all these guys with their hats on because they're these big fluffy hats just to cover your head because you just had a surgery so it doesn't look so horrible and for people around you. It's ridiculous. On the plane, you got a plane with 100 people, and you got like 27 to 35 guys in there with these hats on. That's how many people are flying over there to do these surgeries and bang it in and out, and they have like some of the best results ever. And of course, if you go on YouTube, you know the American doctors are warning you, you don't have the same care, or you should do it here. Yeah, of course you're saying that, because you're getting paid, man, to say that, trust me. But my little bald self, I have been thinking about it. I would like to reclaim what I was born with, because I got to tell you, when you're young and people are like, shave your head bald, and you'd be sorry one day when you're bald, you're like, I'm not going to care when I get there. And then when you get there, it's like, man, I wish I had my hair back. Damn it, man. I look so much older. I look horrible. I just want to know what it feels like to have your hair blowing the breeze. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, that's a wrap.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner. Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.